On the sixth floor of an old Times Square building, Joe Franklin's cramped office ought to be landmarked as the nation's capital of chaos and clutter. There are stacks of empty coffee cups. There are moldy, half-eaten bagels. There are shopping bags full of yellow newspaper clippings everywhere. And, of course, there is the architect of it all, Joe Franklin, sitting at the front of the office all day, working two old rotary phones.
Hello?
He says he gets about 1,000 calls a day from hopefuls trying to land a spot on his nightly talk show. He fields each one of them in that classic Joe Franklin style.
Richard, I want to tell you something. I got so many surprises for you. Let's talk tonight at 7 o'clock. You promise? Critical. Dan, I need you maniacally, pathologically. Some of the things are concretizing. Things are coming together. They're coagulating. Very important, Rosalind. Put it on the critical list. Critical. Give me a hint. Give me a clue. Tom, give me one more day to think. Call back in a half hour. Once or twice a year, the phone actually explodes like an artery, like a heart attack, where there could be 900 people trying to get through on that line at one time. It actually gets a stroke and the dial blows out, believe it or not.
There's a lot that's hard to believe about Joe Franklin, from the fact that this is his new office. He just moved in 2 months ago, although it looks like he's been here for decades, to the fact that he's hosted something like 28,000 episodes of his talk show over the past 40 years. In that time, Joe Franklin has interviewed 150,000 guests, some of them famous, like Elvis Presley, John Wayne, and Bing Crosby, most of them not so famous.
I've had dancing dentists, singing lawyers, people who played the piano standing on their heads, cab drivers who do handwriting analysis. You name it, I've had it, and if I haven't had it, I'll create it.
That may be why his show, which now runs in the fairly uncompetitive 1:30 a.m. slot, has a tendency to come in dead last in New York's ratings, behind sitcom reruns, late local news rebroadcasts, and infomercials. But to judge Joe Franklin by his Nielsen's is to miss a point entirely. Franklin is an institution, immediately recognizable to any New Yorker who's suffered from a touch of insomnia, which means just about everyone. Short, plump, and pale, always decked out in a cheap suit, looking something like the reincarnation of a 1950s door-to-door appliance salesman, with a bedside manner to match.
Yeah, Fred. Let me play it now. Give me a buzz on Friday morning. I'll make you happy. God bless you.
Joe Franklin has been a schmoozer supreme and media maven all of his life. He started working in broadcasting at the age of 17. By the age of 20, he was hosting his own successful New York radio show called Vaudeville Isn't Dead. When he was 22, that was 40 years ago, Joe Franklin invented the television talk show when a local New York station offered him a daily slot and asked him how he wanted to fill it.
Might as well, how about if I do a show of people talking, nose to nose, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, toe to toe? This is Joe. Who's going to watch people talking? The word is television. You got to give them vision. Got to give them seltzer bottles, pratfalls. Got to give them movement. I defy them, and I did the first TV talk show. And look what it is today.
What it is today is Carson, Letterman, Arsenio Hall, even Ron Reagan, and Joe Franklin in a class all by himself. That becomes abundantly clear on Thursday afternoons when Franklin tapes a week's worth of shows at WOR-TV in Secaucus, New Jersey. The studio building is a huge, modern, glass-enclosed structure, definitely not Franklin's style. But Joe makes the best of it, stocking the green room full of his usual suspects who wait for the first taping of the day.
My sequence are all a jangle. Jingle and a bubbles, bangles.
It is a truly Franklin-esque gathering. There are washed-up cabaret performers, aging amateur lounge singers, a Mick Jagger impersonator. Dog-eared business cards fly at a furious pace. Everyone's got something to push.
Talking with Confidence is a new video that teaches people how to start, continue, and end conversations with anybody, anytime, anywhere. It's conversation skills.
There is one person here who looks distinctly out of place, a reporter who wrote a flattering piece about Joe for a small New Jersey weekly and has been corralled into appearing on one of today's shows. He doesn't seem overly excited about it.
I'm looking to get bumped, actually.
So you don't know quite what you're doing here?
No. But if I can figure out a way to get out, I will.
Too late. It's showtime.
Cameras, headsets.
The program is taped just down the hall from the green room on a generic-looking local talk show set. In the moments just before taping, Joe sits comfortably behind his host desk, his feet not quite touching the floor, perusing some notes, paying a couple of bills, looking every bit the part of a man who's done this tens of thousands of times before.
Theme under, dissolve into one in Cujo.
Once again, I say good morning. I am with you, wandering through memory lane, and the excitement is mounting. The excitement is mushrooming and skyrocketing and snowballing and escalating. Because everybody says, Joe, is she really here? The rock and roll madam? This lady's voice.
This is vintage Joe Franklin, hosting in his trademark style, giving his guests the sorts of introductions that they'll never get anywhere else.
Today, well, one of the foremost young actresses of modern times or previous times or future times, the top comedy team of their time, or everybody wants to chat with America's best known, best loved. We've got one of the most famed of all the plastic surgeons, a man who's all over the headlines.
I go out of my way to give him a really, really loquacious buildup.
How far will you go?
As far as, until it gets ludicrous. And if it gets ludicrous, I'll still keep it in the tape.
I want to do a moment now with a man who's a very hot radio and TV guest, Mr. Richard Dardis, the most respected biotechnologist, who talks about the healing powers of the ocean. For example, sea cucumbers bring arthritis relief.
Joe's show is unfailingly entertaining, always offering up an incredible mix of odd characters and unpredictable situations. No matter what, though, Joe never makes fun of his guests and never talks down to his audience. This, he says, is the key to his longevity in the talk show field.
I think I'm the last one who's organic or from the bones. I'm not plastic. I try to look in the guests' eyes, not their nose or their belly button.
Despite the fact that many of Joe's guests are making the one and only television appearance of their lifetime, Joe somehow seems to make them all feel comfortable. If they've got something to sell, he pushes it with gusto. If they've got a clip, he runs it. Needless to say, they are not the sorts of fancy movie trailers or music videos you'll find on other talk shows.
Bob, set the scene, please.
Yes. The name of the video is Rock, 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 Do the Bee Bob.
And it goes exactly like this.
Let's go, girls, to the bebop. Do-wop, kind of like, was it the hop? Do-wop, we'll make this dance all shake, shake, shake.
Joe Franklin says that his popularity is now at an all-time high, thanks to the 2,500 cable systems which carry his show nationwide. Despite 40 years of hosting this daily program, Joe says that he has no plans of retiring and that his audience can look forward to thousands and thousands of more shows just like this one.
Oh, you got to be the new Elvis. Got to be. You're a late bloomer, right?
Yes, I am.
I hope it sells a million cassettes, and I've been hearing it's doing quite well around town, right?
Yes, and thank you for saying that.
We shall return in about 23 and a half hours. Meanwhile, have a good everything.
At the end of the day, after hours of taping and dozens of guests, a routine which would leave most mortals gasping for air, Joe looks invigorated. As he hops up from his host desk and crumples up the day's worth of notes, he seems completely satisfied.
So what did you think of the shows?
I would say they were superb. On a scale of 1 to 10, 11. That's my informed appraisal, my educated assessment. That's my considered opinion.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Joe Franklin Show is celebrating 40 years on television. For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.